Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up at 6:45, we'll tell you about a former Washington running back and surefire Hall of Famer who got into a scrap over the last couple days while playing poker. So stay tuned for that if you haven't seen that. Coming up at 6:45, we'll get into that story.
I was expecting you to jump in there and break them up, maybe.
Yeah, right.
I'm so sure I would do that.
You would. You would.
Are you kidding?
That
you know what that's for? That's for either the card room or casino security. That's not for me to jump into.
I mean, I know
we're
not talking about
people
now, but it looked like to be a security guy, but they didn't care too much about him.
Yeah.
Where exactly was it?
That happened
in Houston, I think.
Yeah. So we'll get into that at 6:45. But right now, we'll get into the Junk's sports page and tell you everything that happened in the world of sports over the last 2 days or so since we were off yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of weird having a Thursday off.
So it was weird, but I did enjoy it.
Oh, hell
I'll say that.
I slept in until 8:15 yesterday.
You know what? I trumped you. I think I slept in the latest I've slept in years.
Yeah.
Slept until 9 o'clock.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Uninterrupted, or you just stayed in bed?
I think it was uninterrupted.
Wow.
Woke up at 9. Like? Felt amazing. Felt fantastic.
I think I woke up 20 times last night. I'm just struggling today.
Woke up at 9,
yeah,
went down and made some breakfast. It was great.
I can tell Eric's off. I didn't know if you had trouble sleeping again.
Yeah, the energy
What's going
level,
on?
The energy level is a little low.
I don't know.
You know what? Getting older.
No, I think there's trouble. Something going on. I don't know what it is. I'm waking up a lot.
Trouble sleeping, yeah.
You got a lot on your mind?
I mean, nothing serious, but yeah. I don't know.
I do. I got stuff on my mind. I don't sleep well either.
Yeah.
My body woke up at 1:30, and I really didn't get back to sleep last night.
I mean, I woke up at 11:30, 11:45, 12:15, 1, 1:30,
that's
2,
a lot of waking
2:30,
up.
2:30, 2:45, 3:15, 3:45, yeah. 4:15.
Maybe, should you go to a doctor, maybe?
Maybe, I don't know.
Probably should.
Probably, I don't really like going to doctors all the time.
You didn't take the melatonin last night.
No, I don't think the melatonin does anything for me.
Now, maybe, I mean, in all seriousness, you might need, like, medication.
Man,
you
might need that Ambien.
I don't know.
Were
Something's
you sleeping better when you were on the melatonin?
Not really.
You weren't waking up as much, were you?
I don't know what's going on.
Is it an issue falling asleep, or is it an issue
falling asleep
or
and then staying
up
asleep?
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing. My largest chunk will be like 2 hours. If I get 2 hours, it's a pretty good chunk. I wake up I don't know.
Is Dina noticing? Like you?
Of course.
Are you moving around a lot in the bed? And
of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I mean, she's had to leave a couple times. She's like, "You're a nightmare."
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's just taking.
Well, let me ask you this: when you have a day off, like yesterday, do you?
I know you said, stay in bed later, but I mean,
do you end up sleeping like early morning? So, like 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Are you asleep the entire time?
No,
you're still waking up.
But I stay in bed.
Yeah,
stay in bed, so I still get more hours. And so, like yesterday, I had a good day. Worked out, did a whole bunch of stuff. Was, you know,
are you napping a lot of days?
Not really. I mean, I fall asleep maybe for 5 minutes at a time. But no, I'm not like napping. I know what you're thinking about. Like, oh, your nap, it's ruining your sleep. Not really. I mean, I'm not napping. I might sit on the couch and doze off because I'm exhausted, but that's not really a nap. You know what I mean? Just like a 5 minute doze off.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. It's a disaster. I'm gonna tell you.
I think I have to. If I'm not as serious as him, but whatever doctor he sees, I probably have to see too. Because
get in line.
Because I'm falling asleep hard from, let's just say, 8:30, 9 o'clock to about 1.
I would kill for that.
But then at 1, my body's up, and I just think that's the melatonin. I think once the melatonin wears off, your body just wakes up. But from 1 to 4, when I wake up to come to work, I'm just in and out of sleep, and I'm up every 10 minutes.
No, I went to bed like at 9. I went to bed at the end of the first quarter of the hoop game.
Okay, so that was probably, what, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, and 9:15. I don't think I fell asleep. Like, I was sleeping in 10-minute increments.
Yeah.
Till, like, 12.
He's got a lot on his mind, too.
I mean, I don't know.
You do, just with the kids and stuff. Money, getting older.
A lot of things to think about. Yeah.
Just pondering life.
Occupy your brain space.
I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm beat. But that's all right. I have 5 cups of coffee and Mountain Dew. So if I don't die of lack of sleep, I'll die of a heart attack.
Are you going somewhere this weekend? Are you going home or playing golf today?
I'm home this weekend. In a week, we go to Dallas.
In a week, you go to Dallas.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. No, well,
I'm good.
Hopefully you can sleep all right this weekend. I'll tell you who was napping last night, the Thunder. They napped for 4 quarters.
Nice one. Nice transition.
Especially in the second
quarter. I thought the Pacers blew it the way they closed out the first quarter because they were up like 8 or 10 for most of it. And then I think they cut it to 3 by the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, they blew it.
When I was watching, I saw Wiggins hit a couple threes that to kind of keep it close. But
he's turned into a very good pro. Like, for a guy that there wasn't much hype on coming out of Maryland, and I think he was like 50th or 55th pick. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly. I know he's a late second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's already gotten one decent deal out of the Thunder.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to have a 12 to 15 year long NBA career. So,
I mean, he averaged 12 this year.
I mean, he's a good NBA player.
I don't know what he's making, but he's probably making a good salary.
I'll tell you what he's making because I love getting in people's pockets. It's not bad.
So
he's earning more.
But anyway, the second quarter was the blowout quarter because the Pacers outscored them. Was it 36-17?
That's what I see.
Yeah. Third quarter wasn't much better for the Thunder. The Thunder just called it a dud. It was a dud night for them, certainly offensively. I mean, 91 points in an NBA game is a joke.
Aaron Wiggins signed a 5-year, $45 million deal with the Thunder.
Yeah, making almost $10 million a year.
24 and 25.
It's crazy.
So great for him.
The Thunder were 8 for 30 from threes. They turned the ball over 21 times.
Yeah, that's a killer. The Pacers only turned it over 10 times.
Pacers turned it over 10 times, and they hit 15 threes. So they took 42. So there were 72 threes taken last night. Mm. 72. And just 23 made, but 15 of those were from the Pacers. So that they win game 6, and now this is exactly what the NBA wants. Right? They won a game 7 on a weekend, and that's what you're going to get on Sunday night.
Game 7 back in Oklahoma City?
Yeah. I mean, is there any chance the Pacers go to OKC and win game 7 on the road?
I think there's a chance, but I think it's like 30%.
Yeah, it's a very small chance. So, but anyway, the NBA gets game 7. OKC on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. All right, we opened up the show talking about the Nats. They snapped a 11-game losing streak. It was just one of those games where you're saying, well, you just need to score some runs. And they had opportunities, but it was 2-2, and then you go in extra innings. They don't score one in the bottom of the 10th. After the Rockies didn't score in the top of the 10th, I said, all right, this is good. All right. Runner on first, Rosario is up. Runner on third, Rosario's up, ground it out to second, 2 outs, next guy up, can't remember who it was, maybe it was Young, ends the inning. I said, all right, game over. Rocky scored in the 11th to make it 3-2. My DirecTV went out. I said, game's over, big fat loser.
The bet's over.
My parlay's done. But then James Wood hit this.
Down to their final out. Adams leads off third. 1-0 pitch to Wood. Swinging a high fly ball, center field, deep. Back goes Hilliard to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! James Wood does it! The long nightmare is over! Nats win it 4-3. He puts it on the batter's eye hill with a soaring, towering home run to straightaway center field.
I know I've heaped a lot of praise on Joe B and the locker for calling Caps games, and we're lucky to have them. Mm-hmm. We're also lucky to have Jags and Charlie Slows calling Nats games here on 106.7 The Fan. Those guys are awesome at what they do.
Yeah, I agree.
They make it exciting to listen to baseball, even though the team's on an 11-game death spiral somehow.
And they were that close to being on a 12-game death spiral, heading out to play the Dodgers.
Hey, Valdez, do you want to let the listeners know about your theory about the Nats that you shared with me pre-show today? I think you should share it.
Is it like front office-wise?
No, no. I was thinking a lot about the Nats and about our show, and we basically dedicated two whole shows to the losing streak.
Right.
Took a lot of calls from upset and angry fans. And I started feeling sad, I guess, for the Nats and the organization.
Yeah.
Because I feel like... Like, obviously, the losing streak sucks, and we would have talked about it and would have gotten attention. But I think that they fell victim to the news cycle, where there was really nothing going on. Mm-hmm. They had the spotlight. The guns were trained on them. It became a big, huge story because there was really nothing else going on.
I mean, you don't think it was worthy of
I'm not saying it was going to get a pass, but I'm just saying with nothing else going on, like if Terry signed an extension or Josh Harris said they're going to ban tailgating at the new stadium.
Right.
I feel like it would have been swept under the rug
a little
more. Or
even the timing of it was different. Like if this happened when the Commanders were like starting training camp.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, it would have
perfect storm of timing.
Yeah.
And the opponent sucking. Yeah. Like it was a tidal wave of all that, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, if this happened in late August when the Commanders are playing preseason games, you're right. I mean, like, we're not doing 2 hours on it.
Like the win streak, I felt it was important and just as newsworthy that the Nats had when they're basically 500. And that kind of just barely got mentioned. I felt a little sorry for the organization. That's all.
Well, they flew out to LA last night or yesterday after the game, and it was a much nicer flight. 5.5 hours, so 12 straight losses. And that 5.5 hours would have felt like 15 hours.
Are they still on track for a Gore Kershaw matchup? I had heard somebody mention
Kershaw's
that.
Kershaw's pitching tonight.
Oh, he's pitching tonight.
Or he's scheduled to pitch tonight. That's what I heard.
Because about 4 or 5 days ago, somebody said it might line up to be Kershaw Gore. I guess not.
I think it would have been good to have Gore Ohtani.
Uh huh.
But
Ohtani's only pitching a couple innings, though, right?
No, Gore is pitching.
It is Gore Kershaw.
Okay.
Yeah, Gore's pitching tonight.
Good.
His turn in the rotation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And
you can get the Nats at a tasty +155 if you want to bet on them. tonight.
And the Dodgers are coming off a loss, which was a heated loss to the Padres. The Dodgers and Padres hate each other. They literally do. They hate each other. Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, he hates Mike Shildt, the Padres manager. They almost got into a rumble last night. The Dodgers have hit Fernando Tatis 7 times.
That seems like a lot.
In the last couple years.
Yeah.
He's been hit 7 times by Dodgers pitchers. Mm-hmm. The other 28 teams have hit him 4 times total.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers hate him. Ohtani got hit last night. Tatis got hit last night. It was almost a rumble, and benches cleared, dugouts cleared. Bullpen's cleared. I think there was a couple of ejections, but they just hate each other. They don't like. They throw
They're
at each other all the time.
Not fans of each other.
No, they hit each other all the time. It's nuts. So anyway, so that's the Nats opponent this weekend, the Dodgers. Gore, Kershaw tonight. Hey, the Ravens got better, man. I was going to text you.
It's a good signing.
I was going to text you after I just kind of spaced it after.
College teammates getting back together in Lamar and Jair Alexander.
And Jair, who was released by the Packers, mm-hmm. Now he's been banged up. You know, when he's healthy,
he's
really good.
He's been unavailable a lot over the last couple seasons.
Yeah, but he signs is it a 1-year deal for $4 million? Is that what I saw?
1 year, $6 million.
$6 million.
Probably a lot of incentives tied into, I would guess.
If he stays healthy, man, he just makes your secondary better. So yep. Talk to me about the secondary now.
Well, they lost Brandon Stevens to free agency. And Marcus Williams isn't there. Adarius Washington got hurt. He was the safety that replaced Williams that played well at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But they'll start Nate Wiggins, who had a great rookie season.
He was the rookie from last year.
Marlon Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Starks out of Georgia.
Malachi.
Kyle Hamilton still in the secondary. Now Jair's there,
mm-hmm.
And they also signed a cornerback from, I think it was on Houston and Cincinnati, Awuzie.
Yeah, Chijobe Awuzie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they have one of the best secondaries
100%
in the NFL,
pretty formidable.
They do, man.
There's some names.
If Starks is what everyone says he is, like I don't put too much stock into rookies, but if he's as good as everyone says he is, it's going to be one of the best secondaries.
I mean, Wiggins, Hamilton, Alexander, Starks, and Humphrey. I mean, if that's like your starting secondary, they're going to be good.
Humphrey plays mostly the nickel now.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's not going to be on the outside.
That's fine. He'll still pick off some balls. Man, that's really good. That's a great signing for them. And $6 million. That's a steal.
Paltry. It's nothing.
Didn't he not sign with the Packers because the Packers didn't want to pay him? Like, how would the Packers not pay $6 million?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there in Green Bay. And they just cut him.
I think he was angling for a long-term deal.
He was scared.
They probably balked at it and said,
we're not
going to
give you that. You're never healthy.
So he's in a 1-year prove-it deal. And look, if he plays well for the Ravens, he's probably going to command a much larger deal going forward.
I did hear when it happened on Friday, I did hear Grant just fawning all over the signing,
mm-hmm.
and comparing it to the Lattimore thing. He's saying he thinks Lattimore overall is a better player, but for the price and not giving up a draft pick,
yeah,
for someone who is similar,
mm-hmm.
comparable,
mm-hmm.
It's silly move.
Hey, you know, am I crazy? But this is the first time I've done it where I've looked at the Ravens' schedule. It looks like a pretty tough schedule. Like the opening,
their opening 5 games or 6 games is very tough.
Pretty tough. Like I'm not saying that you won't do well with it, but like Buffalo, Cleveland, Detroit. I mean, maybe not Cleveland, but Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City. You know, maybe a revitalized Houston. The Rams, the Bears.
Houston won the division.
Thinking, you know, I guess I'm just going with the C.J. Stroud idea that he wasn't as good last year. But, yeah, it's
a
crazy.
Team that will give them a run for their money as far as toughest opening schedule, the Giants, I think, have the toughest schedule in the league for 2025. First six, they open here. They're at the Cowboys the following week. Then they host the Chiefs and host the Chargers back-to-back weeks. They can breathe a little bit with a road trip to the Saints, who should be bad. And then they play the Eagles in week 6.
Mm-hmm. At home. 1-5.
I mean, that is a brutal opening slate for the Giants.
Yeah.
I like you guys to still find a way to win like 12, 13 games, but it's going to, you know, they're going to be impressive wins. It's going to be a good, it's a tough schedule.
Well, they go out and get Jair Alexander to face some of those tough quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to be really good. All right. Last but not least, This came in Wednesday, but the Lakers, the Buss family, sold the Lakers to Mark Walter, who was a minority owner. Mm-hmm. I think he owned about 25% of the team before.
He owns the Dodgers, correct?
I think so. Majority owner of the Dodgers.
Yeah, he's got stupid money. I don't know what TWG Global is, mm-hmm. but
now I'm going to have to look it up.
He's so rich, and they sold to him for $10 billion. $4 billion more than the Commanders went for. Yeah.
$10 billion, and I think they still have, the Buss family still has 15%.
They still have 15.
And I guess Jeannie Buss is still going to be in charge for the indefinite future.
Yep.
I'd be so excited to look at my bank account.
Oh my God. By the way, TWG Global is a unique holding company strategically investing in and operating businesses across investment management, securities, AI and technology. I mean, it's a bunch of just corporate jargon gobbledygook.
Yeah.
But apparently it's very lucrative.
Yeah, he's just filthy, filthy, filthy rich.
Yes.
And now he's going to be the majority owner of the Lakers. $10 billion. Think about that. An NBA team goes for $4 billion more than an NFL team.
I mean, I can't remember how many years ago.
Now, that's the Lakers.
They're pretty iconic.
I mean, the Wizards would go for about $200.
Like my.
But the Lakers, $10 billion.
I remember my jaw dropping when Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers for like $2 billion. Right. And that was probably 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know the exact timeline. Maybe more.
Yeah.
But now teams are going for $10 billion.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the craziest things I've read is that his firm has $325 billion in assets.
That's a lot. That's a ton. All right, when we come back, we'll tell you about that former Commanders, he was a Redskins running back, mm-hmm. that got into a scrap during a poker game. He's a Hall of Famer. We'll tell you who it is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.